got some money to spend tonight.
It is time. It is finally Friday. And it's going to be a gorgeous weekend this weekend. So we need to find out what's happening in the Pikes Peak region. Joining us is the manager of Peak Radar, Jonathan Toman. Good morning, Jonathan.
Good morning, Renee. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you. And you just heard, as Sam said, this weekend is going to be spectacular. Like, we're talking like late spring weather.
Yeah, ridiculous weather, really, for starting February. But it's a great way to start it off, and a great weekend of events, too, to go with that really good weather. So a good time to get out and about and see some stuff, for sure.
Perfect. So what are we going to start off with this morning?
Yeah, the Manitou Arts Center, in partnership with Textiles West, is hosting their Blue Hands Festival tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And what that is a fun day of indigo dyeing with the folks at Textiles West. So you can learn some easy techniques and dye some pieces in indigo for you to take home and show off to friends and family and say, hey, I did that. I made that shirt. If you have T-shirts, washcloths, something that you want to turn into something new, you can bring it into the Blue Hands Festival tomorrow at the Manitou Arts Center. A couple of timely weather-related events. Tomorrow at 10 a.m. is Downtown Walking Tour City of Sunshine.
Oh, perfect.
Which makes good sense
for
tomorrow. Starts at the Wild Goose Meeting House in downtown Colorado Springs. The walking tours are hour-long guided tours that talk about historic landmarks, contemporary artwork, and cultural highlights of downtown. City of Sunshine, though, this is about the tuberculosis history that Colorado Springs has. By 1900, over 20,000 health seekers had come to Colorado Springs searching for a cure. So you'll go through the streets of downtown discovering the history of that asset-turned-industry of Colorado Springs in the early 1900s.
You know what, Jonathan?
All sorts of fun history.
If nobody's done a walking tour, they're spectacular. I'm just saying, they're really, they're incredible. So I highly recommend somebody do that. So make your reservation.
And with the weather tomorrow?
Yeah.
With the weather tomorrow, you can't beat it.
Yeah, perfect.
So, yeah, for sure. The city of Colorado Springs is putting its own spin on Groundhog Day on Sunday from 10 a.m. to noon. They're hosting Prairie Dog Day. That's going to be out at the Blue Stem Prairie Open Space near Widefield. So you can explore the open space with a two-mile guided outing and discover how prairie dogs are essential to the survival of many other prairie-dwelling creatures. And, of course, you could come across all sorts of other wildlife out in that neck of the woods as well.
Perfect.
A couple of theater shows are up and running. Lend Me a Tenor is at Funky Little Theater Company tonight and tomorrow, and also February 6th through the 8th, next weekend at 7:30 p.m., each of those shows. Lend Me a Tenor is a comedic romp through 1930s glitzy nightlife in Ohio, where the general manager of an opera company is proud to welcome a world-famous singer, but he arrives late, and through a series of mishaps, he is given a double dose of tranquilizers and passes out. They think he's dead, and so the general manager's assistant pretends to be the guy, but then he wakes up, and there's all sorts of shenanigans that ensue from that at Funky Little Theater Company. The Ent Center in TheaterWorks is presenting Small Mouth Sounds through February 16th, and the title makes sense here, Renee, because it takes place entirely at a silent yoga retreat as six misfits strive for self-acceptance. Yes, it's a play about a silent yoga retreat. Part of the New York Times review for it reads, as funny as it is, quietly moving, which I thought was a good way to phrase that play. And then finally, the Palmer Lake Art Group Winter Show is up and running at the Tri-Lake Center for the Arts in Palmer Lake. So if you're up in that neck of the woods through the end of February, they'll have a gallery full of color to brighten the winter and signal the coming of spring. So it'll feel like that for sure this weekend, it seems like.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it's going to be amazing. And it sounds like a lot of great events to go out and check out. And, of course, we were just talking about just a few of them, Jonathan, and we can go find out more on the website, right? Go see more of all the listings.
Yeah, peakradar.com has information on all those things in case you want to find out more or I forgot something. And you can also explore, all sorts of other events that are happening here in the next couple weeks.
Yeah, I love it. That's perfect. Jonathan Toman, Peak Radar, always great talking with you. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk with you next Friday.
You too, Renee. Enjoy the nice weather.
Yeah, you too. Thanks so much. It is 8:42 now, KRDO News Radio.